very good. So I'm going to wrap up by introducing Melinda Higgins, who can tell you a little bit about something. She has a handout that hopefully will generate some excitement at lunchtime. But Melinda, I'm going to give you a microphone. We can give her a mic. I know it's full one. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Sure. Thank you so much, Lars. I'm Melinda Higgins, and I am a fellow at the U.S. Department of Energy in the Office of Economic Impact and Diversity. And so what we're really trying to do is get students that are underserved and underrepresented in STEM education into our workforce, into our STEM workforce. It is mission critical to all of us to have that. And so I tell the story. I just got to Energy about in September, and I found this little device. And we had two of our female scientists at our Pacific Northwest National Lab create what you're getting now called the smartphone microscope. And I will tell you how to use it in just a second. I see some people that are familiar with it. Great. And they actually did it to respond to, y'all remember the anthrax threat? So they did it actually to help first responders respond to bio threats. They designed it so that it could, you know, be cheap, okay, in case it needed to be thrown away, to fit over most phones or digital devices. It works on your iPad. It works on almost any phone. So some phones have a really, really thick, it takes a little bit to get it on there. But just to kind of tell you about it, it goes back to, in terms of history, Van Leeuwenhoek's design. So do you all remember kind of, you know, mid to late 1600s, he ground those little glass beads and would look at the samples through those? That's exactly what this is. It's a glass bead that they actually use in road paint. So they're very, very cheap. They did not patent this. There are open source files that are online that you can use a 3D printer and print them off. I think if you have a 3D printer, it costs about a nickel to make each one of these. And pardon me?
They just have a free one, right?
Right, right. Oh, y'all have a free one. But if you want to do more, oh, yeah. But I'm just saying if you want to do them with your students. So anyway, we kind of use these to talk about STEM. The science of it, we talk about, you know, the physics of how the lens works. You can study different crystal structures under it. You can look at plants. So there's a lot of things that you can do with the science part of that. The technology is that this is, you're holding an innovative technology, right? Because they're using the technology of the camera on your device, you know, and innovating that and making that into something else, into a microscope. The engineering, as I said, just the design of what they use for materials. And then the math. So we talk about math doesn't always have to be numbers. It can be patterns and shapes. And you can take images of that and look at that, and you can even bring the art in and do collages with it. So I'm just going to tell you real quick how to do it. I have some samples. We always use salt, or I always use salt because I like to have really portable outreach when I go. There's some adhesive tape up here. You can also look at your skin cells if you want. You can look at hair. Money is super cool. The $5 bill, especially on the back of the $5 bill. The one you have is 100X. There are files for the 350X and the 1000X that are also online. They do have to line up right on that lens. So if you have your phone, just kind of to let you know how you do it, you're going to open your camera app. Those of you that like to keep your brightness on auto brightness, you're going to want to turn that up, okay? So the brighter, the better. I am going to kind of show you just in selfie mode. And you want to get a little, you've got a white dot that's right in the middle. And so you want to have that white dot in the middle, and then you're going to bring your sample very, very close to that glass bead, actually touching it, and look at, you know, whatever you want to look at. I would love for you all to think about how you can use this in your curriculum and how, you know, how, what other different ways you can use it. Kids are great at thinking about things to look at. If you can, your talk here, if you can tweet, those of you that tweet, to hashtag MicroSTEM, that would be wonderful. Again, kids get excited about using this with their phones and their digital devices, and they want to look in more stuff. And again, it's just about exposure, and then you can engage and inspire, but you can't do that until you expose.
Selfie or non-selfie?
If you're doing it from the top, you want to do it in selfie mode. So you're going to line up the glass bead over your camera. I'm happy to work with anybody at lunch and get yours going on it, because it's super fun and cool, and I hope that, yeah.
Where did you say to get the glass beads?
Right, so if you go to Pacific Northwest National Lab, which is one of our national labs, then the files for that are online. You look up smartphone microscope.
And for the glass beads?
They give you the sources. Okay. They have everything there for you. They've got the files, the sources for the glass beads, everything.
Cool.
Wonderful. And we like to work on the implicit bias of that as well with the two female scientists. And actually, scientists, you know, can be anybody. So do you have any questions for me?
Not a question.
Uh-huh.
Several years ago, I came across the idea that I had a green laser, really a bright light source.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing around with a green laser,
yeah,
and pulled some water out of an aquarium,
mm-hmm,
and shined the laser beam through the droplet hanging, and it projected out on the other, on the wall behind it, so that you could see plankton swimming through the water.
Oh, that's really cool.
Just a laser beam shot through that.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that.
Does
anybody have anything you do? Like, yeah. But I mean, I'm happy to help you with it. You can do it on your back camera. Your back camera, as you know, has better resolution. If you're looking at something down, you know, of course, light has to get through there. This has so many lessons with it for kids, because kids immediately try to put something on top of it, and they're like, I can't see anything. So, you know, it leads to a lot of great conversations. There's three different size beads. And so when you ask kids, you know, which bead do you think is going to magnify larger, you know, more times, they'll always tell you the bigger bead. Right? And so then that's a nice conversation about why that's not true. So anyway, happy to work with anybody at lunch.
Great. Okay, thanks, Linda. And on that note, we'll go ahead and break for lunch.